For this Friday, March 22nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A driver in Posey County was taken to the hospital after emergency crews say they crashed on East Blackford Road. Officials say the crash happened just before 7 a.m. on Thursday. The vehicle flipped over and landed in a cornfield. At this time, the extent of the driver's injuries are unknown. Coming up tomorrow in Posey County, it is the Posey County Council on Aging Chili and Soup Cook-Off. Sampling will start at 12 noon at 611 West A Street. Winners will be announced at 2:30 in the afternoon. The annual Pops Mount Vernon Football Dinner and Auction is right around the corner. It'll take place on Saturday, April 6th at the Posey County 4-H Center. This is for anyone 21 years and older. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Food will be provided by Hog & Sauce. There will also be live and silent auctions. The cost of a single ticket is $30 and the cost of a couple's ticket is $50. Tickets must be purchased online in advance. You can visit the Pops Mount Vernon Football website or text 2024 MV Football Auction to the number 243-725 for a link to be sent to your phone. The Mount Vernon softball team earned a 7-0 win at home last night over Ligoti. Elena Allen threw a complete game shutout in the circle for the Wildcats. She did not walk a batter and struck out 9. Mount Vernon softball improves to 2-0 on the young season. USI women's basketball earned a win in the first round of the WNIT last night on campus as they beat Illinois and Chicago 69-64. Trinity Ralston paced the Screaming Eagles with 25 points. USI has now won 11 straight games as they are 25-6 overall, and they will now host Wisconsin on Monday in the second round of the WNIT. From the NCAA men's basketball tournament on Thursday, the number 3 seed Illinois Fighting Illini move on to the second round after an 85-69 win over 14th seed Morehead State. Illinois improves to 27-8. Number 3 seed Kentucky got upset by number 14 seed Oakland by a final score of 80-76. The Cat season comes to an end with a 23-10 record. Coming up this evening in the tournament, number 1 seed Purdue plays 16 seed Grambling State. The ball goes up at 6:25. And finishing up from professional sports in the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers play the second game of a 5-game road trip at the Golden State Warriors at 9 o'clock. The Pacers are 39-31 on the season. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, March 22nd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.